Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The Texans take on the Chicago Bears, and as I just got here, it also comes with two wristbands for the Bud Light, the Bud Light tailgate. And you have free beer, free food. So we are hooking you up. Bud Light is hooking you up big time. So that is coming up as soon as this segment ends. So if you have not got your name into that raffle box, you might want to get your ass on over there and do that.
This is how the hell you party right here.
I'm telling you,
come to a Buffalo Wild Wings. This atmosphere, tremendous, right? I mean, like you mentioned, cheerleaders, Bud Light promo girls over there.
Ladies.
Trap gets thrown in that mix somehow, some way.
Always.
Must be living right. Must be living right. But how about that? I mean, two tickets and don't just show up to the game. You show up early and they're going to feed you and drink you. I mean, that's absolutely beautiful. You give away two $25 gift cards courtesy of Bud Light. You give away a top-notch cooler over there.
You get a
earlier.
Chance to party. Curtis,
that's right. Dusty, hell yeah, you do. And Bud Light knows how to do it now. It
sounds like you need to marry Bud Light. She feeds you.
No, I'm married. I can't cheat. Listen, you know,
my wife don't mind me cheating with Bud Light.
Well, I wasn't talking about my wife, but I'm just doing my job, if you know what I mean. I'm married in that family, but they're doing a hell of a job.
I'll marry your ass.
You ain't wrong.
I'm just saying I'm open.
You're not wrong at all.
I'm open, but like, hey, Trap, man, hey, I'm looking at this game coming up on Sunday, and this would be a game that's made for you and your position group, because it feels like this game may come down to, and I think this would affect so many portions of the game, how long CJ's on the field, how long that offense is on the field. I think we know what the Colts want to do and what they have to do in this game. They got to use Jonathan Taylor, and they got to use Anthony Richardson off of them. They got to run the football. If the Texans are successful in stopping the Colts from running the football and then making them have to do something different, what will that look like?
I think it looks what you want it to look like. When you put it basically, you know, I look at Anthony Richardson like he's a rookie right now. This is a guy who didn't play all last season. Now he's on the field, you know, coming off an injury. You don't really know what you're going to get. He didn't get as many snaps in the preseason as you would have liked him probably to get, as far as if you're a Colts fan or if you're a part of the Colts organization, because you didn't want to get him hurt. You know, but I think it looks good. I think when you can pin your ears back with the group that we have, especially up front, those guys want to rush the passer. Those guys want to put all seven cleats in the ground. I don't even know if they wear seven studs anymore. But they want to put those seven studs in the ground. They want to pin their ears back, and they want to go after that quarterback. And we got to remember, this guy is also a big dude. Now, this is Cam. Yeah. This is Cam Newton reincarnated. Yeah. I don't know if he's as good as Cam yet, but I think we have the tools to go out there and really force the issue with making him have to beat us.
How do you feel
throwing? Making have to beat you throwing? Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, how do you feel about the interior defensive line in particular? I know they took some big swings, and I'm not talking about obviously Danielle Hunter and Will Anderson. We all feel good about them. But the interior defensive line on this football team, I think D'Amico Rines and Nick Caserio set out to make a big splash there. And in free agency, it happens. You swing, you miss on a couple of guys, and you've got a backup plan. They seem to be very confident. I look at it and go, you got a lot of depth. You can rotate some dudes through there. But how do you feel about the Tim Settles, the Foleys, the Mario Edwards Jr. How do you feel about those guys being able to get done what you guys just talked about getting done?
Well, I think for me, when you sign a guy like Mario Edwards Jr., in my opinion, I think this is a guy who now you put him in the right defense that he hasn't been able to play in for a long time.
We've heard that a lot. We've heard that he's not been in the scheme that fits him the most.
No, this is a guy from the time he got to Florida State when he was a young kid. You know, me and his daddy, we missed each other by a year at Florida State. And I've known this kid probably, I feel like, his whole life. You know, he's a kid that should have been a 3-4, I mean a 4-3, 3 technique. He's a guy who can get off the ball. He causes a lot of problems. You can put him at the nose in a 4-3, and he wreaks havoc. And, you know, I think you can really get some amazing things out of him. I think he's the X factor for me inside that interior, who a lot of people, they think, okay, he's a good vet, he's a journeyman. I think he's year 9 or maybe even year 10 for him. But guess what? You're going to get a guy who's going to play like a year 4, 5, or 6 guy with a mind of a vet, and he's going to give you a lot of plays. I look for him to have the biggest year he's ever had. I really believe in this defense, he has the potential to be a double-digit sack guy this year.
Really?
No question.
Yeah.
I think he can really – he'll really take us to another level. I mean, when you look at the other guy, what's the guy we got out of Jacksonville?
Foley.
Yeah. Well, Foley. I think Foley's going to be a pretty good addition to us. I think we have the tools to really do some things. I mean, when you get him, Foley and Junior 1-5. Foley and Mario Edwards Junior starting together. I think those kids right now, they're going to be awesome, man. I think with having Daniil on the outside, having Anderson Jr. on the outside, I think this D line is going to be our focal point. I think they're going to be the bell cows of this defense that keeps everything running.
Sunday is the test, though. Sunday is a big test, and I like what you said. They have to stop the run to a point where they get to do what they want to do, and that's rush the passer. Because if this game at all comes to, hey, Anthony Richardson, you got to drop back, whether that's because CJ and company have put up points and now we can't just run the football.
Yeah, exactly.
Whatever. If it comes to that, I mean, now that's a scary bunch.
Scary.
Daniel Hunter, that Will, and that.
And then you bring old man Jerry Hughes off the bench, and now all of a sudden you get – Jerry's still making a lot of plays right now. Jerry easily last year probably could have been a double-digit sack guy if he doesn't miss. I think he missed about 10 sacks. Where he has his hand on the quarterback and just didn't finish it at the point, or he got knocked off by another pass rusher. I'm super excited about this D line play. I don't even want to think about what's behind them right now. But to get Danielle Hunter, he looks like he's 215 pounds, and he's not. He's huge.
Yeah, you get up on it.
He cut up like a turkey, man. He's a good-looking dude.
He looks like he's 215 on that TV. When you're standing next to him, he looks like a damn gladiator.
No question.
When he walked up on us at practice at first, I was in the mindset of, like, dude's just one of those, you know, kind of – because if you – from a weight perspective, he's a lot bigger than he weighs.
Oh, no question.
But when I think pass rush specialist, wins with speed, he's probably not going to be. He's one of them humans that walks up on you and his skeleton is just larger than most.
His forearms.
When I say 215, for all you listeners out there at Sports Radio 610 and sportsradio610.com, for all you listeners out there, you know, when I say 215, he's probably 270 if I give him that. He's probably 270, but he looks like – he's a physical specimen. Like, dude has a 32-inch waist, probably with 40 legs. His ass is probably a 40. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's literally, like, if God made anything better for a D lineman, he kept it for himself.
Yeah.
He looks like, when you talk about guys, defensive ends that look the part, when you talk about Julius Peppers, you talk about Mario Williams, you talk about Danielle Hunter, it's a lot of guys that you say God literally took those guys and chiseled them out and said, "This, I'm going to make the perfect defensive end."
Yeah.
And these are what these guys look like. And he's one of those guys that looked that part,
yeah,
and plays that part.
Yeah.
What's been your impression of Kenyon Green? What you've seen a little bit of him? He was a first-round pick a couple of years ago.
A lot of A&M.
And they set him down to kind of get his body together, and he seems to have gotten his body together, and he has passed every test. What's been your thought as you've seen him kind of get ready to get back into this year?
I think it's the epitome of stick-to-itiveness. You know what I'm saying? One of them coaching words that I don't think you find it in the dictionary.
I don't think so.
But it's a stick-to-itive guy. You know, this is a guy who's good at tuck-tail, and decided, oh, it's not for me, or could have went the other way. But you see him grinding it out. You see him take care of his body. You see him come back and say, you know what, I'm going to be back in the starting lineup. I'm going to be the guy who they expected me to be. And I think he's on the way. I think he's really taking ownership of who he wants to be and the type of player he wants to be. I think he takes the next step of being the pro's pro.
Yeah. Trev, we've talked about Kenyon multiple times, man, and just his – I can't relate because I'm not a bigger dude, but, like, I've been around a lot of big dudes. It's significantly more difficult for y'all to change y'all's body than it is for a 230, 220, 215 guy. Question.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken
care of. It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.